All right. Hello, everyone. Hello. My name is Jakub. I work at Cloudflare. Thanks for joining me on this talk about attaching metadata to packets. Here's our agenda for today. We're going to first start off with what's our motivation behind this project. And then I'm going to take you through what is not quite a saga yet, but a trilogy. The three attempts we had so far to get this upstream. First, a quick public announcement. We were looking for a lot of interns this year, so tell your friends, look up the blog post that tells you all the details about the program. Right, so what are we trying to do? First of all, how many of you know what an SKB or a socket buffer in the Linux network stack is? Okay, that's not bad. All right. So our goal is to allow users, Linux network stack users and their BPF programs, to be able to attach hundreds of bytes of metadata to their packets as they travel through the network stack to do different cool projects. Whereas today we're limited to just, you know, a few bytes. And this work is driven by a few very concrete use cases we have in our production. This first one being that on our receive path, we need to reclassify the packets at every stage. And the configuration propagation time for each of these stages is a little bit different. So there's some inconsistency, transient inconsistency, that's bringing us operational pains. So we would ideally would like to classify the packet only once early on, perhaps in our XDB program, tag it with a service identifier, and then all the later stages of the network stack would just look up the service identifier and say, oh, I need to run rules for service X, right? Our second use case comes from the fact that we have many data centers, and we do traffic engineering between them sometimes. So if one of the data centers is getting overloaded, we're going to take part of the traffic, encapsulate it, and forward it to another location to relieve the overloaded colo. The problem that stems from that is then when we log through which colo, through which data center request came through, we get them misattributed, right? And that messes up our capacity planning. We could easily solve that because we know from which data center the traffic was forwarded, we could extract their information, attach it to an incoming request, and then if it could travel together with a packet up to the application that actually processes the request, the application could read that information out and log it, and we'll be golden. Our next use case that we have in mind is making SREs lives easier. Cloudflare, in a great simplification, is a proxy that sits between users, which we call eyeballs. These will be your web browsers, your apps calling APIs, and we just forward the traffic to our customer servers, which we call origins. Well, sometimes we inadvertently drop packets, and it would be really helpful for us to know whose packets are we actually dropping. So in an ideal world, where our proxies, when they are forwarding messages, they could label them with a customer identifier, put them on the transmit path on the network stack, and then if the packet happens to get dropped, we could have a BPF program attached to the function that drops the packet that would just read out the customer identifier and, you know, count it, log it. And our last use case, probably most complex one, is keeping track of how the requests are traveling through the network stack within one host. So inside our machines, we'll actually usually have a chain of proxies, and, you know, packets might get decapsulated, read out to user space, handed over a Unix socket connection, handed over loopback across network namespaces. It's really hard to keep track how the request is traveling. If we could tag it with some kind of trace identifier that would survive this journey, then it would make debugging problems much easier. All right, so how do we get about it? How do we attach metadata to packets? Well, the first idea we had was called SKB traits. But before I can talk about SKB traits, we need to talk a little bit about the layout of the packet buffer. So when you have XDP programs attached to your NIC device, the driver will allocate a buffer for the packet data, but it will leave a bit of a headroom in front of the packet data for various stuff. It will be usually 256 bytes. Now this packet buffer, later on when we allocate the SKB, will actually become the SKB head buffer. But before it becomes that,